101.5 FM.
You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. State Representative Josh Morris, cafe owner Vernon Dukes, retired Army Colonel, Green Beret, Ranger, and candidate for Congress in Maine's 1st Congressional District, Ron Russell. And Marky, his campaign manager, is here.
Marky.
Did you really do that?
Do it again.
Do it again.
Marky.
There we go. Colonel Russell's sitting here saying to himself, what in the hell did I do this for today? Why am I here?
We've hung out once or twice.
I got the warm-up on the ride in, so yeah. I knew what I was getting.
Oh, you knew what you were coming into? Yeah, it's a little randy around here today, I suppose. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm watching the stuff, and it's just hard, if you care about things, not to get fired up about it. You got to get fired up about it. I mean, you know, for me, everybody that listens to this show knows that faith is the foundation of my life. And when somebody hollers out, Jesus is King, Jesus, Christ is King, Jesus is Lord, and she says you're at the wrong rally, and then she goes to Atlanta and starts wanting to win souls for Kamala, I'm just like, you know, what is going on here? And how are the American people not awakened to this? And I believe they maybe are, and we're about to see something really magical happening on November 5th. At least I hope.
But it's not just her. You know, I mean, Shelley Pingree is no different. I mean, you look at the Democrats that are running for office these days. They are very anti-Christ.
They're very anti-God.
They are very anti-Christ.
But you know, the thing is, yeah. You know what gets me more than any other? Is the absolute arrogance, the hubris of these people to believe they can control the climate.
Right.
And how many times did she bring up, Colonel, the other night, the climate?
Several.
That's her whole platform.
Yeah. I mean, Shelley Pingree, I mean, honest to God, she thinks she can control the climate?
Not with just a hammer and sickle.
Well, if you look at it.
Well, God. Woo! There it is. I love it.
Ba-dum-bump.
If you look at the caucus list that she's, like all the caucuses she's a member of, she really is more of a climate activist than a representative. You know, she isn't as focused on fiscal issues or helping people's daily life. She is a climate activist. Yeah.
Was it you, Colonel, that brought up what about China and India in the debate when she was talking about climate?
Yeah.
Because the United States has reduced carbon emissions for 7 straight years. We are among the lowest level of carbon producers. If you believe it's an evil, I believe it's plant food. That's what science taught us. I mean, I know they probably changed that now. You go to science class now. No. Plants don't need carbon to produce oxygen. It's some other thing.
Yeah, I remember my good, our mutual friend, Mr. Lance. I will refer to him as Mike Lance. Mr. Lance was my high school science teacher.
Very hard to do that, isn't it?
It is very hard to do that. Taught me that in high school, that, you know. Yeah, that carbon is for plants.
That plants need carbon to produce oxygen. Right. Who needs oxygen? Anybody?
I sometimes question whether or not some of the progressives.
When you run on evil, that's all you need is evil.
But here's the thing. If you're a climate activist, if you truly are a climate activist, you know, then shouldn't you be focused on India and China?
Or should you be walking instead of riding private jets and getting red carpet treatment?
Listen, you've got to be able to get to places, though. It's very important, you know,
because
they do very important
Kerry,
work.
Yes.
Yeah, same thing. But, I mean, let's face it, when you talk about pollution and the pollution of the ocean, that's all India and China, right? Almost anywhere in Asia, you know, the rivers, the lakes, the streams, they dump it into the lakes and the rivers and the streams. And it just flows into the ocean. You talk about the straws. And like here we are having to use paper straws in this country, right? When which, in actuality,
by the way,
the straws,
have you ever used a paper straw to drink?
They're
a soda?
Useless.
You got about 15 minutes to if finish that drink. Yeah.
I mean, that's it. So if you want to sip your drink with your meal, you know, you're eating a hamburger over Chuck E. Cheese, and you got a paper straw, and you know, it's just it's a very bad thing.
But
it's
a lot of places have gotten away from the paper straws because they have one, they're extremely expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Paper goods are not cheap. They're extremely expensive, and people are really bitching and moaning about
it. Well, the climate movement is a great way for these people to make money.
Of course.
You know, and I don't understand the thought process with these offshore wind projects. Doing even more research on it this week, I don't understand the main thought process here in the state of working years against the CMP corridor because it's going to tear down natural habitats.
Right.
But we're doing the same thing in the Gulf. And the people who are the top investor in these offshore wind projects are the parent company of CMP, a foreign company, the company that is raising your electricity bills every month.
Yep.
And yet somehow, when it impacts our state even more than the corridor by potentially destroying our fisheries, that's totally fine.
Yep.
And to try to hit these climate goals at the cost of our main culture, our main economy, is just insane to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
See why
what
she's
is Germany?
My campaign manager.
What's that?
See why she's my campaign
absolutely
manager.
She's very smart.
So I
we knew that. We had clams with her at Ken's, and we knew that. She,
but look at Germany.
She clued us in.
Look at what Germany's doing right
now.
Yeah,
of course.
I just want to tell a quick story because this just tells you the stupidity of like everything of the last 5 years. So after 2020 election, the legislature met over at the Civic Center because we had to social distance because we were worried about germs and stuff. and so they had they had coolers in the back with like water bottles, plastic water bottles. And we all had to wear a mask in there, right? And so they had the Aquafina, Dasani water bottles in the back of the room in a refrigerator. So, but what was even better is they had plastic straws on the table because they wanted you to sip it so you wouldn't have to take your mask off. So they want you to sip it through. Like, I'm not making this up. Like, we're concerned. Like, it's like the progressive mind. Like, it must constantly be at a state
every
of
every COVID
like,
spread prevention
fear.
Was anti green climate.
Yeah.
You had the plastic dividers, you had the plastic based masks, you have the all that stuff was now floating in our oceans. It's in our
look at,
dumps.
Look, it's like they just want to control everything about your life.
Right.
And then it's like, wait a minute. We've been telling you for years that plastics and all this stuff is evil. But now we need it to control you because we really need you to be afraid of germs for just a few months. This is a better scare.
Let me ask you this, though. Those masks, were those masks biodegradable?
I have no idea.
No.
No.
I know one
so
thing.
So do you have any idea?
They were thrown down on parking lots everywhere, you know.
Right.
I mean, what do we expect people to do? You know,
they were all over the streets, right? People getting rid of them or whatever. But the landfills
get caught in them.
Seagulls get caught in them. But now the landfills are filled with them.
And that's
well, I'm
global.
Okay with that.
That's
right,
global.
That's global.
You know,
right. Exactly.
I took a vacation with some friends after the 2020 election, and I will never forget this. We are on a private chartered like kind of safari bus.
Oh, she's one of those rich Republicans. Used to be rich, you know, we used to be rich Republicans,
right.
But
okay.
She's actually one of them.
I'm just good at networking. I didn't pay a cent for this trip.
Wow.
Yeah. She's a smart Republican.
Yeah.
Right. There's the key.
But we're in the middle of the jungle in Nicaragua to go look at a volcano, and halfway up they have like a rest, like a little cafe and bathrooms. And like I said, we're sitting on our own bus, and this lady on the patio, all masked up, is pointing at me to put on a mask. We're in the middle of the jungle in Nicaragua.
Are you outside?
Yeah, outside, on an open-air bus. And this lady in a different group's yelling at me that I need to put a mask on in the jungle.
She was a liberal white woman from Maine.
I was so appalled. I was speechless. I couldn't even comprehend
She was white,
it.
Wasn't she?
She was of a lighter complexion.
She was white, wasn't she?
Yeah, she had to have been.
I told you.
But it was insane.
People think I'm crazy
global,
when I say this stuff. You know, progressive white woman. I mean, they're just mean as hell.
The ones that cracked me up was
Didi, we can't hear you.
the ones that cracked me up were the ones that had them just on their mouth, not their nose.
Not their nose.
Like the germs don't come out of their nose either.
Right.
Well,
for me, it was at the time, you know, I was driving truck and I was in New York a lot. And I will say this, during the COVID era, it was awesome because there was nobody on the roads.
Yeah.
And I could actually get from here to there in a timely manner. But the number of people, you know, like I'd go over one of the bridges and they'd be on their bikes, riding their bikes with their mask on.
Which was actually...
Your voter registration should be suspended.
Yeah, exactly. Which is actually dangerous.
It's dangerous,
because
exactly.
Because even though the masks didn't work, and Fauci told us that on 60 Minutes before the pandemic really took hold, and then he's told us again recently the masks didn't work. They were a fake, phony, fraud thing. Kind of like six-foot distancing. He said it really wasn't science. Just
they had
kinda,
no clue.
Kind of became
guessing.
A thing, is what he said.
Yeah.
But it does restrict your intake of oxygen, so you're
exactly.
Riding a bike, pumping your heart, means your body's not getting proper oxygen into your body.
Yep.
We're just a nation. I've said this and said this and said this. We live in an age of ignorance. We have all this available information, and yet we still live in an age of ignorance because our government has learned that if they can scare the crap out of you, they can control you.
Yep.
But
my thing with the mask, though, the reason I avoided them, and I was lucky to never get COVID, was they're uncomfortable, they fall down, and what you're doing is you're constantly touching your face to put it up
yeah.
and pull
right.
it down. And how do you get sick? By touching
your face.
Face.
Yeah, right.
So if you're trying to avoid getting sick and you're touching your face 150 times a day, it just doesn't seem the best way to avoid,
yeah.
you know, COVID.
If a private store owner asked that I wear a mask into their store and I wanted to go in, I would do that because
right.
I also wear a shirt and they ask that I wear that.
Right.
And if I was outside, and I remember one time distinctly, a lady from the audience came up to me and started talking to me, and she had a mask on. And I said to her, out of politeness, would you like for me to put a mask on? She said, oh, no, I just wear one myself. So I would do that out of courtesy to another human being
yeah.
who was treating me decently. But I didn't wear a mask other than that.
Well, I had someone get mad at me because I, you know, the blue medical mask, even the ones that you made out of fabric, I had said to someone, well, if I can smoke this Camel Crush through this mask, how is it stopping the virus?
I blew out a candle on the air with a mask on just to show that
yeah.
how ridiculous it was. Colonel,
yeah.
did you have a thought? Because it looked like you wanted to say something.
No, I'm just soaking this all in.
Actually,
yeah.
what you're doing is you're not saying anything because we're off in la-la land and you want to be associated with it. I get it. I understand. That's why we like you. You know when to not say anything. No, it's just the whole thing's so crazy. It's beyond my comprehension. It is. But, you know, I just noticed the people that were most ardent about all of this were the mean, hateful progressives of our society. They are very hateful people.
Yeah.
They'll go up and scream at somebody who's doing something they don't like, even though it's not impacting them.
Well, I had a friend.
Like the woman you talked about in Nicaragua.
Yeah.
I knew it was a white woman.
Yeah. And I had a friend come up here to Maine and visit for a little bit. This is first time in New England to cross off his lower 48. And driving around putting out yard signs, you know, when you go into these wealthy areas, one, I don't understand how rich people vote Democrat. I think about it all the time, and I have not come up with a conclusion yet.
Because they have liberal white guilt.
But these very well-off white women walking around their beautiful, calm, quiet neighborhoods, you know, my friend commented, they just look so miserable.
Yep.
You know, they just look so unhappy. That's and I
so
don't
true.
Understand that. If, you know, if you don't have to worry about bills, you got your nice car in the garage, your kids' college are taken care of, and you're walking around a nice, quiet, picturesque Maine town, what are you so mad about?
Because
you know?
They are upset that you are not following their rigid idea of how people should live.
I think similar to, you know, you drive around and you see the row, row, your vote signs where, you know, in their, to them, abortion should not be an issue on the ballot this year. You can do basically whatever you want here in Maine. But it's what I call the Mother Teresa effect, where as much as I'd love for everyone to think they can change the world, you know, I think you should rein it in a little bit. Like, you're not going to change everyone. You know, you're not going to, as one person up here in Maine, it's not your job to change abortion laws in Mississippi. And they just, or like, we were talking to voters this weekend, and this phenotype of a white liberal here in Maine. She's probably 65. We asked her what her top issue was for the election, and her answer was the genocide. And it's like, out of all the issues...
What genocide?
Well, that was a joke we were making, too.
What genocide? The abortion genocide, where over 60 million children have been aborted in this nation?
Well, the inner-city genocides, where young black children are being killed Palestine. On a consistent, regular basis.
Oh, I knew. I knew what it was.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's her top issue. And, you know,
Did you have the opportunity, or maybe you didn't want to ask her how she felt about October 7th, 2023?
We
didn't, and I wasn't sharp enough to say, well, the Israelis are doing all they can to stop that genocide there in the area.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I say?
Don't be me, okay?
I say, release the hostages.
Right.
That would stop things.
Stop it in a heartbeat.
Although I don't think it will.
But
now.
It's just something
as
like...
Netanyahu is just following through, and he's going
to
finish this.
Of all the issues going on, especially issues in people's daily lives of not being able to afford to live, you're focused on... the quote-unquote Palestinian genocide. It's just so
virtue
out of,
signaling.
It's so out of touch. What
it makes
are you
her sound
do about
intellect,
it,
globally
you know?
Intellectual. But look, is what it did. Look, that's just.
But that just
signaling.
Showed you.
She doesn't care.
Kamala Harris was the same way. She sends out a text message, right? Or her, somebody probably sent it out for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, talking about we're going to go give, you know, somebody else millions and millions of dollars. And we have a disaster going on here in, you know, in North Carolina, and in Georgia, and in South Carolina, and in Florida, and you're going to send money to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that not only did they do it once, but they did it again. We're sending money somewhere else, but yet we have whole communities that are destroyed.
Well, they don't.
Like what the
they
hell
don't
is
care
wrong
about
with
them.
These people?
We saw this in East Palestine, Ohio.
Right.
Those people, the EPA went there and said, oh, no, the water's fine, And yet the fish were floating upside down in the streams.
But
dead.
And not only that, Joe Biden wouldn't show up, Kamala Harris wouldn't show up, Buttigieg wouldn't show up, not a one of them
showed up. A year later, Buttigieg
exactly.
did.
Exactly.
Yeah, a year
later. But who did show up?
Donald Trump did.
Donald John Trump.
And what did he show up with? Yeah. McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
Hi, folks. My name is Scott Ducharme, and I'm running for Maine State Senate District 34 for Kennebunkport, Wells, Berwick, and North Berwick. I believe Mainers need economic relief now, and I'm ready to deliver. As a chief engineer in the United States Merchant Marines, a small business owner, father, and grandfather, I care deeply about our state. I'd be honored to earn your vote for early voting in October and November 5th.